I'm very happy now to welcome Hank Hughes. He is the executive director of the New Mexico Coalition to End Homelessness, and Liz Reynolds, who's the director of La Familia Medical Center's Healthcare for the Homeless. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So you have a wonderful event coming up at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts here in Santa Fe, this Sunday at 7:30, which is a screening of Charlie Chaplin's classic City Lights to benefit the New Mexico Coalition. That's a great movie and a relevant movie.
Well, yeah, it's a movie where Charlie Chaplin actually plays one of his famous characters, which is a homeless man helping a young woman. And so we thought it was appropriate, but also something people would enjoy seeing.
And I think isn't he helping a woman who's blind?
That's correct, yeah, a woman who's blind, and he's trying to help her restore her sight through an operation, I think.
Right, and so the themes of generosity of people who have very little toward one another is part of what's going on
right,
there.
Right, right, right.
Well, let's talk about both of your organizations, the New Mexico Coalition to End Homelessness. You've been around for some time. How's it going?
Well, we've been around for 9 years, and of course, we haven't ended homelessness yet. It's sort of a long-term project. But I think what's happened is we've really been able to work on figuring out what kind of programs work the best. And that's the kind of the supportive housing model, where there's housing combined with services for people who are homeless. And we found that that really works to get people off the streets. And so we're working now with our member agencies all over the state. Healthcare for the Homeless is one of the agencies that provides a lot of services. And we're trying to, you know, create enough supportive housing for all the people who need it.
So Healthcare for the Homeless, I mean, here we are in an era where people who have jobs and insurance have insufficient health care a lot of the time. Homeless people are in a much worse situation.
Exactly. Exactly. And we do exactly what our name says. We provide health care to homeless individuals. There's between 4,000 and 5,000 homeless individuals in Santa Fe every year. And we see about 1,200. We offer primary health care and case management services. And that's the really big component of what we do is case management, where we hook people up with, eventually, hopefully with entitlements that help them exit out of homelessness.
When you say entitlements, what do you mean?
Social Security disability, state coverage insurance, those type of things. You know, once you get some disability, Social Security disability, then you're more able to get housing, permanent housing.
When somebody is homeless and disabled, or perhaps they're homeless because they're disabled, are they often not getting disability to which they're entitled?
Often they are, and we're talking about people that have mental health issues. You know, they can't take care of themselves very well, they can't organize themselves, and I know for a person who doesn't have any disabilities, just getting through with Social Security can be very frustrating. So what we do is we'll hold their hand and kind of get them through the process and help them with whatever else they need, even to set up housing. We also help people with, you know, getting a sleeping bag to a pair of shoes to helping them get whatever else they might need that's important in their lives.
You're having a sleeping bag drive. People can actually donate sleeping bags and blankets and things like that right now.
We are. We're having our 8th annual fall sleeping bag drive. So if anybody out there has a sleeping bag they'd like to donate, we're at 818 Camino Sierra Vista. And that's right around the corner from St. Elizabeth Shelter. And so we're taking sleeping bags, blankets, if anybody has a backpack, because they're thinking next summer they'd like to get some new equipment, we're sure would love to take it off your hands and give it to somebody who really needs it.
So let's go back to the New Mexico Coalition to End Homelessness. What's the saying, give a person fish and they'll eat for a day, give them a fishing rod and they'll eat forever? You are pretty much working along that kind of principle.
Well, sure. You know, we try and make sure people are going to have the resources they need to stay housed for a long time, you know, rather than just, you know, the immediate response in a lot of communities when homelessness became a big issue was to develop emergency shelters to keep people out of the cold. And those are very important institutions that we now have. But we also know that they aren't enough. They don't get people back on their feet. 30 days at St. Elizabeth Shelter is wonderful, but it may not be enough time for someone to get a disability claim process through Social Security, or, you know, maybe a job if they need some retraining, that kind of thing. So providing, you know, longer-term housing is really the thing that we're working on, because that's the thing that's been shown to work the best for people.
Do you also get involved in getting them into job training programs?
Well, sure. Most of the agencies have that component. You know, what really happens is, a lot of times, the people who are homeless for a long, long time do usually have a disability. Even they may not have recognized it right away. And so, like Liz was saying, a lot of effort, you know, actually goes into, maybe not surprisingly, but surprising to some people, I think, into getting people the benefits that they need so that they can stay housed, because they're not going to be able to work. And when you think about it, you know, our work environment in the United States is pretty competitive. And so even someone who theoretically can work may not really be able to compete for a job. I mean, no one will hire them. And it may only take a small mental health disability, relatively small, I guess, to really push you over the edge into being disabled. People who are able to work usually don't stay homeless that long. And so it's, even with them, it's almost more a matter of finding a place where they can stabilize long enough to be able to get a job and keep the job long enough to, you know, move up to the next level.
Liz, what are some of the kinds of healthcare problems that people have, especially people who are living on the streets?
They aren't any different than any other population. We have people that have heart problems, cancer, diabetes, which is an epidemic here in northern New Mexico. You name it, it's not anything different. We do see a little bit more hypothermia from people living out on the streets, especially during the winter time.
There have been all sorts of things written about homelessness and the tremendous increase in homelessness under the presidency of Ronald Reagan, when a lot of people were basically just kicked out onto the streets off of state-run mental health centers. Where are we at now in terms of that?
Well, that legacy has really unfortunately continued through, you know, ever since then. And it's not just the mental health institutions that were shut down. There was also a drastic cutback in public housing. And so the statistic I've heard is that, you know, at the end of the 1970s, there was basically enough affordable housing in the United States for everybody who needed it. It wasn't distributed properly, but, you know, there was basically, you know, the numbers were sort of matching up and getting close. And now we've cut so far back. The budget for housing, you know, is probably half or less than what it was in 1980 when Reagan became president. We certainly hope that President Obama will reverse some of that trend. You know, part of what also happens is that as we, you know, find better ways to make housing has become more expensive. And so, but people's wages don't keep up. And so people who are in low-wage jobs, you know, often can't afford housing either. So there's a, you know, a great need for, you know, some kind of public subsidy to keep housing affordable for people at the lowest end, especially people who are homeless.
And public consciousness that this is a basic human need and a basic human right, and that the circumstances don't always fit up with the, shall we say, the American dream, the idea that everybody can just get what they want if they try hard enough.
Yeah, well, and I think a lot of us have, you know, come to realize, and we're trying to stress, that housing is a human right. It's something people need as a very basic part of living before they can address anything else in their life, like getting a job or addressing, you know, a mental health or substance abuse problem they have. They need to feel safe and have their own housing. That's sort of a switch from perhaps the old way of thinking, which was that if people worked hard, they could earn their way into housing. But it just doesn't work that way, because if people don't have the basic housing to start with, they can't work on anything else.
Since the current economic downturn that we're in began, what kind of changes have each of you been seeing in your work?
We haven't seen too much change, maybe an increase in a few patients, but it's always been a struggle for people that are homeless to exit out of homelessness. Prior to the downturn, it's just made it a little bit harder. We have a majority of our patients that actually live in their cars and hold down a full-time job, and trying to do that and find a home and and find a place to take a shower and clean up to go to work. It's always difficult. So, you know, we haven't seen, like I said, too much.
I think New Mexico doesn't experience quite as many swings. I mean, I think it basically we have a lot of poverty here, and it's always been here. And so we see a little increase in homelessness, partly because people from other states where the boom and bust cycle is more severe, you know, come here looking for work or looking for something. Mm-hmm. But the native homeless population is pretty stable.
Right. And where was I reading? Somebody was asked an old timer, what was it like for you during the Great Depression? And they said, what Great Depression? Same thing. Life went on as it always did. And of course, that was partly because there was an agricultural base here that didn't change that much.
Right. And I think, you know, even though New Mexico is much different now than it was in the 1930s, some of that, you know, being separate from the rest of the United States still is here, that it, for good or for worse.
Hank Hughes, what else do you want to let people know?
Well, I think it's important to know that, you know, even though homelessness is still a huge problem, and even though the numbers are not going down, that, you know, there has been a lot of progress on figuring out how to best help homeless people. And we have, with Mayor Casas and the council's permission, developed a 5-year plan to end homelessness in Santa Fe. We're in year 2, I think, of that plan, and we've, you know, what we've done is really look at all the different needs for the different populations and have a plan for what that would be. Now, it may take us longer than 5 years to get everything built, but, you know, we've got a good start on it. One good example is the youth shelter, you know, identified a need for more transitional housing for homeless youth because there's a huge homeless youth population in Santa Fe. And if you drive up and down Airport Road nowadays, you'll see their transitional housing program being built along Airport Road. And that's one of the projects that was a top priority of our plan to end homelessness here in Santa Fe.
What are the demographics of homeless people in Santa Fe? You just mentioned there were a lot of young people. Who else are you seeing?
You know, you see everybody from one year to, you know, I'd say 70. Unfortunately, living in the streets is very hard to do. You don't get real old when you're living in the streets. So as the population ages, that's the we find they like to be housed. So they'll come in and they'll look for housing and try to stabilize themselves. They realize when they get up to be 50 or so, they don't want to be out at night when it's cold. So you know, we see the wide range. Mainly, I think the age group is probably the majority of them are between 20 and 40, 45.
And I used to work for St. Elizabeth Shelter, and I would look at the demographics of, you know, the ethnic and racial breakdown of who stayed there, and it was pretty close to New Mexico as a whole. You know, a large number of Anglos, a large number of Hispanics, and then a few Native Americans and others thrown in for the mix, which is kind of what New Mexico looks like.
Right, right. And what about veterans?
Yeah, we see a lot of veterans, and I'm sure you do at Healthcare for the Homeless.
Yeah, we do. We probably have about 10% we see that are veterans.
So the benefit this Sunday night at 7:30, October 18th, at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts in Santa Fe, which, by the way, is a wonderful institution, and they're on the web at ccasantafe.org. Charlie Chaplin's City Lights. Now, I saw that when I was sick in bed on cable. They were playing a big Charlie Chaplin special, and I saw a gazillion of those Charlie Chaplin movies. Did you pick that, Hank Hughes?
Well, actually, we have a little advisory board, and we looked at a couple different classic movies, and we picked this one partly because Charlie Chaplin does play a homeless person, which seemed very appropriate. Partly because it, you know, the values expressed in the movie seemed to be the kind of values we all wanted to do, and also because it's, you know, it's a classic. It's one of the top 100 movies on almost everybody's list of the top 100 movies. It's not a completely silent movie, but it was made in the style of a silent movie just a few years after the talking pictures became available. Charlie Chaplin was, I guess, rejecting. He really liked the silent movie genre, and so it's made in that style. And it should be great fun. It's $10 for adults, $5 for kids. I guess we should mention that as well.
And once again, it's a benefit for the New Mexico Coalition to End Homelessness, of which Hank Hughes is the director, and Liz Reynolds is the director of La Familia Medical Center's Healthcare for the Homeless. If people want to get more involved, if they want to donate to your sleeping bag drive or get involved in other ways, give us both your websites and your phone numbers.
Well, our website is www.nmceh.org, or it also could be just www.newmexicohomeless.org.
And our website is La Familia's website. Unfortunately, I don't know that right off the top of my head.
You can
Google that.
Google it.
And link on to Healthcare for the Homeless. But if anybody has any questions or would like to donate to our drive, you sure are welcome to drop by 818 Camino Sierra Vista or phone 988-1742.
Thank you both so much for being here on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned to KSFR.